Hello, everyone. This is John Papa Giorgio. Yes, I am still doing a show by the name of Papa's Basement. I am here today with the lovely, talented, gorgeous Bill Roland.
In my basement, though.
Yes.
This isn't your basement today. It's actually my basement.
We are, ironically, I have never had a basement. I rented a house for 2 years that had a basement. Outside of that, there's never been a Papa's Basement. It is all a ruse. It is
just in your mind where you keep the dead bodies.
Okay, exactly, yeah. Like, I listened to a bunch of 1930s radio as a kid, The Shadow. It's all theater of the mind. It's the basement of your soul, man. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Find us on YouTube and Patreon. I'll always mention the Patreon. I don't mention nearly enough. I don't do anything with the Patreon. I just want you to give me money. If you read the Patreon description, it says, like, there's certain tiers where you'll get crap. No, just give me money. I've only given you a free show for 11 years. Just give me your money.
T-shirts or trucker hats or...
I think one time one person did commit to, like, the 20 a month or 10 a month that earned them the T-shirt. I think it's 10 a month gets you the T-shirt. And I did mail out the T-shirt.
Well, that's
like,
nice.
I felt bad. But I think at like $1 a month, we're supposed to give you like a hidden dirty episode. This was brainstormed by Pete Maybe back when, like, the infancy of when he was on the show. So we're talking like 2 years ago. Because God knows he stopped caring like a year ago and hasn't been on the show in 6 months. I stopped caring 7 years ago in that range, you know.
Fair enough.
Well, I did this entire thing just to get on JFK. Thinking that would be all it took to get there.
Okay.
I would just have to show that I could do a podcast and CK would
be like, he's got it. Sports station or that's after?
That's the only time I cared about JFK, Bill. I got the job.
Oh, yeah. I guess 11 years would have been before they flipped because they just had the 10-year anniversary, right?
Are you kidding me? It's been 10 years?
2018. I think it flipped in 2008.
We are all... We are 6 to 10 seconds from dying, all of us.
Sure, at any given time.
Yes, yeah. It is hurtling past, man. God damn, that you have rendered me speechless. Great quality in a host. But yeah, I started doing the class at a public access station so that I could put together a demo to get on air at JFK.
Okay.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
I got, CK never got back to me. And then you guys flipped formats. Half of the staff left.
Can't be you guys because I wasn't there until
you were
they flipped.
On okay.
I was not there until they flipped. I was at the JFK in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But I was not the one here until they flipped.
He immediately then calls me and was like, hey, you want a gig? And I was like, yeah. He's like, we're sports now. And I was like, ah, son of a bitch.
And he's like, and you just got to be a button pusher.
Yeah, exactly. You're not on air whatsoever.
Which wasn't true because we had you on the air all the time.
You were nice about it.
Of course.
You were very cool about it. I got to go on air with you.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But yeah, getting to work at JFK after they flipped to sports was like Pam Anderson being like, you can have unprotected sex with me. By the way, this is 2 weeks after we found out I have hepatitis.
FC,
yeah. You're like, oh.
It's always disappointing.
Why, God. Actually, I never was that big into Pam Anderson.
Yeah, no. I wasn't either.
Yeah, and I'm a dog. And I like a lot of that, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't mind a porny look, but she just, underrated ass, though. I'll go to my grave saying that.
It's weird because I don't know, I'm sure some psychologist would be able to figure it out or whatever, but I never had, like, the girl posters up in my room or any of that stuff. I didn't, that just, and I grew up in that era. I mean, now, none of the guys have it because you've got porn 2 seconds away on your phone. So no teenage boy should have, like, chick posters up in the room because that's just stupid.
I never understood that. No, I am one of those people that straddles the internet and pre-internet age.
Right.
So for several years of my life, starting at, like, age 10, I just compiled this folder, like a serial killer's dossier on a victim where it was just me going through, like, Sunday paper lingerie ads, and I'd be like, oh, my God.
That's a little creepy.
They didn't airbrush the nips out on this one.
Right, right.
And it was just kind of like me putting together his greatest hits. And then
lingerie ads.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't crazy. I wasn't, like, chopping the heads off some girl and, like, glue sticking it onto another body. This wasn't Frankenhooker, Bill. But you can appreciate that reference.
Sure, yeah.
Who didn't love a good Frankenhooker on HBO at 11 p.m.? And after a while, I want to say, yeah, 4 or 5 years into my pornographic career, like, because you graduate from that to stealing magazines, and then it's the internet came along,
sure,
and that changed everything.
Yeah, I just never had the pictures, the posters.
No, it's
in my
it's
room.
Stupid.
It didn't make any. Well, but see, when I was growing up, you didn't have the internet to be able to, you know, be able to go see whatever celebrity you wanted to. So the only way to get the sexy picture of whoever was to go to Spencer's Gifts and buy the poster.
God. So you're
and gonna, I just never, it just never occurred to me to do it. I think part of that was I was probably on some level embarrassed, or I don't know if embarrassed is the word, or just didn't want to deal with like my mom going, why do you have that in your room?
Oh, I hid. First of all, it's weird as shit that people, I took that for granted that people had that Farrah Fawcett poster on their wall.
Never had one. And I don't think any of my friends had it.
And they would have actually tugged to that. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, she's great.
It's
like,
a little weird, yeah.
I love those stack of dime nips of hers. The butt cancer, not sexy. Not in the least.
No, it wasn't at the end. That's true.
She shouldn't have done that. But the other half was good. Yeah, it's very weird that you would sit like Carol Ann and Poltergeist, like just jerking it to something coming out of the wall.
Know.
Yeah, I don't. That is bizarre. Oh, God, where the hell did I want to go with any of this?
Who I don't know.
Yeah. I was not big at all on being visibly into anything sexual in front of my parents.
Ooh.
For the longest time. I don't. It sounds like you're in the same boat.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't know if I would say, "Wow, I hadn't thought about it in that regard." Because I had as much as you can had a quote unquote girlfriend when I was a freshman in high school, which really you can't really do anything because you can't drive. So it's got to be mom and dad. Can we go pick up my girlfriend and can you drop us off at the movies? And then I wasn't afraid to like have them know that I liked girls, which I don't know if that's the same thing as having them know that you're into something sexual, because you would assume. I'm just now going back in my 14-year-old mind, and I don't remember being like, oh, I can't let my parents know that I enjoy spending time with her, or I don't know. Does that make sense?
I see.
I never hid the fact from my parents that like if I had a crush on a girl when I was in high school or whatever, I never tried to be like, oh, no, I don't like her. I was always like,
oh, no,
yeah, she's hot.
I was very much.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, see, that wasn't.
If anyone said, oh, are you into X, Y, or Z? I would be like, no, I do not dig that woman. What are you talking about? I was very weird. If I look back, I was behaving like I was into dudes or something. Not in the sense that I was hiding, I was into a girl. I was just like a guy who is closeted and like he's falling for Kyle or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And someone's like, are you into Kyle? You're like, no! How dare you?
Absolutely not.
I was like that with girls. Like they'd be like, hey, you want to... Because I was talking to a friend, and this is through high school.
Right.
There was my friend's sister, this girl named Megan. Like I was really into her for like a couple of years, to the point like everyone could tell like I was just following this girl around like a puppy dog. She had a huge pair of jugs, so I stand by my choice.
There you go.
And people would just be like almost maybe trying to alley-oop me in, you know what I mean, being like, look, just say something, maybe I can make something happen. I'd be like, look, do you like Megan? And I'd be like, no, not at all, leave me alone.
So like when you're in high school, you're like in the fourth grade where you're trying to deny everything, yet you'd still want to pull on like Megan's ponytail because that was the only way you knew how to show her that you liked her. That kind of dynamic?
I don't even know if I wanted to show girls that I liked them.
Oh, okay.
Like I was just thinking about this the other day. I almost thought it was like an osmosis thing. Like you just hang around the girl
and eventually
long enough and she's like, clearly you want your cock sucked, sir.
Well,
let's do this.
I don't recall
that
happening. That
way.
I don't recall that happening in high school or college, to be quite honest with you.
No, I was going back, and I think what screwed me up hardcore was third grade through sixth grade. They put me in all the smart kid classes, the gifted and talented.
Well, you had a 1600 SAT.
Yes.
By the way.
In third grade. That's how I got into the
classes. Well, by the way, we are in my basement, and the basement is a mess. I know we don't have the cameras here. But over in those boxes to your right, this is great for radio.
I'm looking at them.
They're great boxes. I could pull out my gifted and talented report cards that I, too, you from were, the third to the sixth the grade GT. Was in the GT program. Good I just pulled you, them man. Out the other day. I was like, wow, look at these. These show that I was smart at one point.
It's pretty sweet being better than everyone else, isn't
it? Was
it?
A lot of fun. Yeah, sure. Yeah. White privilege, whatever. I don't know.
You know what? I had a friend who
white male privilege, I should specify.
We'll get to that. Yes, so, right. I had a friend who went to, God, he was in Lexington, I think. Whatever town has like a Jerry Falwell College in it. It's like an hour south of Charlottesville. I think
you're
it is Lexington.
Lynchburg,
yeah. Okay.
Talking about Liberty University?
Yeah,
Jerry Falwell University.
That's right. He went to elementary school in that hood, and he said GT was just code for white. Like, that's how segregated the schools
down
there.
Well, let's be honest. Down there, I'm sure it was 98% white for the most part, I would think. Southern Virginia?
I don't know, man.
Maybe not.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that work fields in the day, if you catch my drift.
Wow.
Like a lot of...
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of ex-slaves.
Yeah, but did they actually let them go to school?
That's what he was saying, that like the school was de facto segregated.
Wow.
By being like, hey, GT, all right, and the regular ed kids, black.
Yeah,
and
I don't...
That's how they...
I'd have to... I was in Fairfax County, so yeah. That wasn't the case. I'm trying to think. I'd have to go back and look. We had all different nationalities and races and everything
around
the school. So, I mean, I'm sure. I don't remember. I can remember one kid that was in GT with me, and that was because she was my best friend in elementary school. That's the only reason I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember who the other kids were. I'd have to go back and look. I don't remember that.
Most of my schooling period, I wasn't around many. I mean, there was always some non-white people, but like NBC sitcom circa late 90s level.
Mm.
Like the coffee guy was black and there's like a Puerto Rican janitor or something. You know, like that was it was mostly white. Now
that's because you grew up out in this section of Fairfax County.
I'm born and raised. Yeah.
Western Fairfax County back then was not that.
It
slowly moved to the western part of the county. See, when I was in school, I was in the eastern part of Fairfax County at Edison over that way. So by the time I graduated, it was still majority white, but it was almost to the point if you added up all the different Hispanic, black, Asian, et cetera, it was almost 50-50.
And that's why you went to school with a taser.
Well, yeah, a taser was one of the early... one of the early people to see if we could get conceal and carry on school grounds.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Just in case. But no, I mean, that's why you didn't think didn't think anything of it because I'd already been to school and we had an ESL program. So I had been
already. Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, I'd already been to school with a lot of people who didn't speak English as their first language. And again, this is the late 80s. So it's not like, I'm sure people listening to it now are like, well, yeah. No, that was different. I had a lot of friends that were like, you have kids that don't speak English? And you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Things were
a lot whiter not that long ago. Like, really Anglo-Don. Like, to the point where, like, I was the saucy foreigner with my last
name. Green.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
yeah,
no
true.
Joke. And,
that's
like, my
true.
Weird, dark, wavy hair. They were like, why does your hair do that? I'm like, sorry, it isn't, like, straw, you ass. But third to sixth grade... I had, I believe, four girls, three girls, and four girls out of classes of like 32 people.
You're in an elementary class and it'd be like, say, 20 boys and only four girls, something like that?
Like close to 30 boys and like three girls and like one that I would want to give like my fourth grade wiener to.
That's odd to me.
The odds were horrific. And so... I think...
So you were in classes that were designated GT?
Yeah.
I
was in GT everything. Well, I don't know if you have classes, per se, back in fourth grade. You have a teacher.
Yeah, we had a teacher, and then if you were in the GT program, they would remove you from the other students. They were like, no, you don't need to spend time with these heathens. We need to bring you here with others of your own
kids counted marbles.
Right. As they were picking boogers and doing whatever, we got to go do like nice field trips.
Just 30 Ralph Wiggums.
Yeah, exactly.
No, GT for me meant like...
With the actual class. Okay.
I legit transferred schools for GT and was...
Oh, okay. See, I understand. So you were like around here where I went to school, it was Springfield Estates was the GT one.
Yeah.
So here,
that
what was
so
it?
White.
Oh, exactly.
So white.
So it was...
I went from Brookfield to Greenbrier West.
Okay. Yeah,
And
yeah.
I...
Oh, I should know that. My kids went to Greenbrier.
My teachers were like exclusively GT.
Right.
Teachers.
Yes. Okay. Okay. You're a center kid then, basically.
Yeah. And dude, there was like, I had almost no tail in class, and the tail that was there, legit, like one girl per year I wanted to pork. Not that I
really
knew what that was. And I think in fourth grade, I got really reprimanded because I pointed out the girl that I wanted to bang was wearing a bra. And, like, that went nuclear.
Well, I say, that'll get you. When did you graduate high school? What year?
99.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're talking early not. Yeah. Yeah,
so
you're in trouble.
By the end of the day, she was crying. I was crying because I was getting my ass handed to me for detention
and
stuff. So I think I was able very quickly to associate shame and sex. And thus,
not a bad analysis.
Yeah. I've only cemented that conditioning in my head through the years. And that is, I think, why I had such an issue. To this day, I've been talking about this with my shrink, where I'm like, there's very few women I've been with where I'm like, oh, that was like a hot girl that I really worked for. Like, I really had the steam and undies for. Like, most girls I banged were just kind of like easy barnacles I scraped off the boat.
Wow.
As it were. You know,
I'm sure,
like,
they all of them listening appreciate you.
Well,
calling
them the
barnacles.
Ones that are listening clearly aren't the ones I'm talking about. Wink, wink.
Right. Not you.
Yeah.
The other barnacles. Not you. If you're listening,
yes.
Not you.
Not you, other mollusk.
Right.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I there's very few situations in my life where it's like some girl walks in and I'm like Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver seeing Cybill Shepherd for the first
time. Nice reference, by the way.
Yes, very killy. Very serial killy. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to like plan and I'm going to get this girl. Like, that just has not been the situation.
Why do you need to go to a shrink when you have a podcast that you can just open up at any point and just talk these things through?
Because
it's a lot cheaper.
I have my shrink now that I've hit my deductible is $22 a week, man. It's great.
$22?
Yeah, $22 a week. And she's got like a certain Dr. Melfi quality to her.
Oh, here
so
we go.
So I can like just sit there and be fat and bald.
She's not going to be a barnacle. Trust me.
Oh, no. She's married and crap. It's all good.
Like, I
ain't trying to smush. I'm just saying, like, it's fun. I get it.
Okay.
I get why Tony did it.
Okay.
It's like the first time I've stuck with it. And you know what? There's been more highs than lows.
Okay.
Although I am hitting a point where I kind of like fell back into Depression Valley. And she's like, well, why are you depressed? I'm like, you tell me, goddammit.
I say, I'm coming. Are you supposed to figure this out? That's why I'm paying you the big bucks, the
$22
a week that I'm paying.
Yeah, that I literally pay in cash. Like, I've seen a prostitute
afterwards.
Right,
yeah.
Because she collects her credit card via the Square app that use.
Yeah.
And I know it's like 3-something% off the top.
Yeah, just here's,
so here's,
like, here's, here's a 20 and a 5. Keep it.
Exactly. He made me extra sane this week. Have fun. No, that is... It was really jarring for me when I went into seventh grade and GT went from like having to test in. I think you had to get like a 140 on the Otis Lennon for some reason.
Ooh,
I remember.
How do you remember that? Good
I
for
don't
you.
Know. I was smart then. You had to get that, which was pretty much an IQ test, I think. And then I could be wrong, but in seventh grade, in essence, you could just be like, look, I want my kid in the smart kid class now. Because suddenly it became like 50-50, boys, girls. Some of the girls were smoke shows.
Well, it also might have just been that some of the kids that could have gone to the GT, like, their parents didn't want to move schools for them. So they could have just been like, look, I don't want you to leave from wherever and go to Greenbrier or
what
West.
A
you're
dick
fine.
Parent.
Well, yes and no. They may look at it and be like, they're 10. I mean, do we really know that they're special?
I very much feel that this might shock you that I'm seeing a shrink and blame my mom for everything. I very much remember getting to middle school and being like, all right, I've busted my hump for many a year now.
This is
like,
pointless.
Like,
yeah.
Time to tap out. Yeah, like, and in retrospect, yeah, maybe I should have been pushed, like, I don't know, starting in middle school, not when it came to doing a report on a goddamn triceratops in second grade.
No,
I don't know.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Because I went from, again, elementary school, where they pulled you away from everybody, and then went to junior high, and it was the same thing, where I remember testing into the GT or whatever, advanced placement class. I guess it was an AP in junior high, but the smarter kid classes, as they want to, because you had to go down. I remember having to talk to one account, and they did, like, sections. Here's your math. Here's this. And I remember the vocabulary section because I remember this distinctly, even to this day, because talking to all my friends, the five or six that went through it, I was the only one when they did word association that said, okay, lexicon. I was the only one that knew there's a dictionary. Like, all my friends were like, I had no idea. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah. I thought that was like, the city we were just talking about.
Yeah, I was like, how did you not know what a lexicon is? I was like, well,
lexicon's like a vocabulary, right? Like, or is it just a dictionary?
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah,
no, it's
yeah.
actually like for dictionary. Was the right response?
Okay,
and they gave you whatever, and I was like, huh. And then, but the problem was, then you were in class and you saw other than you might have a different gym class or the elective that you took, whether it was I did band,
yes.
other people had strings or chorus or whatever. Other than that, you were with the same. You went to the same math
long,
class,
yeah.
the same, and I. Could not stand that.
I didn't mind it.
My seventh grade year. I hated it.
Oh no, I didn't. I didn't mind being kept from the hoi polloi.
I didn't like
from the riffraff. I would have. I remember I'd shop and gym. Yeah, and otherwise I didn't. It was cool. I got to associate with my regular ed friends, and who
the
have,
commoners.
Yeah, yeah, who have all gone on to better things than me. So last laugh, son of a bitches.
Sucks when you peak in elementary school, right?
It really does. God, it really
now,
does.
I could
sit and reach like a champ. I could do all the sit-ups. I did the weird, like the stuff that girls were great at. God, I'm such a queen. The stuff that the girls were good at or
Ben
supposed
arm
to be good at.
You did the pull-ups. You did the bent arm hang.
No, I don't think I was so fat I couldn't do pull-ups back then. That came later. No, like I could sit and reach like a champ.
Right.
For the presidential fitness.
Now it's all just pass-fail crap.
And I could do like 70 sit-ups in a minute, which was like freakish.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and I couldn't really do push-ups or any crap, but I could do that.
Yeah, good core work.
Yeah, I guess I did have a good core in the day, which I've blown out with Lord knows how much.
Haven't we all?
Blubber.
But did you test for TJ, the high-tech school?
Jefferson? Yeah, I tested in TJ.
Did you get in?
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you go?
I went for 9 weeks, sir.
Oh, you did?
I did one quarter at TJ.
Oh, okay. And?
I went to...
Asian?
You know, first of all, I didn't think that at the time, but if I had thought that, I wish someone would have explained to me, like, look, give them till senior year, and you will have...
I only make that joke because Harvard now has come out with that.
Oh.
You saw that, right? That they're starting to turn away... I think it's Harvard. It's one of the Ivy Leagues. I think it's Harvard. Starting to turn away some of the Asian applicants because they've become too Asian.
Oh, I mean, TJ is like off
TJ
the charts
is. Yeah, yeah.
Asian. Yeah. Which I love, by the way, all the white people who scream about like their country being taken from them and being punished for being great. And then like Asian people in typical Asian fashion just quietly take this on the
right.
chin and are like,
yeah.
We're going to work harder in the face
right.
of this.
We're going like, to have to do more.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. Oh, poor Asian people. Why aren't you rioting the streets? I went, like, no joke, because my parents bribed me to
nice.
Take both tests.
New bike?
No. One of the rewards was Metallica's box set, Live Shit, Binge and Purge.
Okay.
And I think the other was Super Street Fighter 2 for the Super
oh,
Nintendo.
Oh, it's a pretty good bribe.
Yeah, they knew. They threw the hell down when it came to the academics, where I had no urge to prove I was smarter because I knew I was very smart. So
right.
I didn't care. But there were certain little driven people that it was a really bad lesson I learned in my house where we had contempt for people that like worked too hard but weren't smart.
Oh, okay. You needed to be smart and work
exactly,
hard.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And they'd be like, she isn't intelligent. She's simply a hard worker. Great thing to hammer into a kid's head as they go
Fair
into
point.
Life.
Yeah, my graduating class, we were the first ones mm-hmm. to go through Jefferson. We were the first guinea pigs that they tested and said, we're going to make this superior
the master
class.
Race.
Yeah, the class of kids that are going to go through. So I tested and got in, but was like, not doing that. I remember getting the letter. My parents were like, well, I was like, no. I want to go to the dumb high school where my
that,
friend, where
that
my
was,
sister
yeah.
went. And my friends, my older friends were all at this. What do I want to? I don't want to go there. No. And I had friends that I'd gone to junior high with that went there. And they were terrified because they had a freshman class that was all the smart, the science and
oh,
tech
you're saying
kids.
This, yeah.
But then the junior... senior and sophomore classes were all the regular kids whose high school was getting shut down because
yes.
they were bringing the... How do you think that went for them?
Yeah, you're
how
saying,
do you
they,
think
they
that went for
them.
The nerds when yeah. they're like, you're the reason our school's going away? Couldn't have been good.
I don't know. I mean, I always, when I was at Jefferson, that was a wet dream of mine that, like, they would just swap, like, 10% of our class with, like, 10% of just a regular high school, and I would think about that 10% getting bullied at the other school, and then, like, the other people coming here and, like, ruling it. You know, like, Medici kings just showing
the cool
what it's
kids
done.
Just showing yeah. up and being like, you're doing this!
Exactly. Or
nerd!
I'll beat the hell out
right.
of you.
But, so they had that for the first years, like, until they finally got, it would have been the class of 92, I guess, would have been the first freshman class that everyone there were now the science and tech kids, the smart kids.
Hey,
the
man,
class
it had
of 89,
to happen somehow.
The class of 89 went through, and they were freshmen when everybody else was normal. They were sophomores. The other
there's
two
no other,
of them were
no
normal.
There's no other way to do that. What are you
I know,
do?
But
evict the other kids?
Boy, well,
you
I could don't know.
Have, yeah, I mean, how much learning do you need to operate a fryer?
I don't know, but it was just, I remember talking to my friends about it. They're like, yeah, it's really weird. We don't really interact with them. Like, it wasn't an actual high, like, you know, when you're a freshman or sophomore and you interact with some of the older kids, they shove you in a locker or pick on you or whatever. That's just high school. They, like, almost to a point made it so, no, you cannot interact with them because they will warp your precious little minds that we're trying to mold ourselves.
Yeah.
Don't let the older kids influence you. They're not as smart as you.
Oh, God.
That kind of stuff.
It would have been so fun introducing those kids to acid.
Could you imagine nowadays as again, sensitive as everyone seems to be, trying to do something like that?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't go over so
well.
No,
I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Like, everyone else would be displaced, and especially if there's anyone of color in the school, they'd be like, we're displacing the kids of color.
Oh, you got to bring the smart kids in. And,
yeah,
yeah exactly.
The privileged kids. So, yeah no, that would be how that would shake out. No, TJ was a weird joint, man.
Still is?
It wasn't hyper anything racially when I was there. I mean,
yeah.
I just recall the quote-unquote jocks. I was constantly just like, dude, I could beat the shit out of you. Like, fuck this. I respect none of this. I was instantly there with a bad attitude. I came out of middle school. I was very rough in middle school. Like, that's when I got into drugs and vandalism and metal and all the good shit. Yeah, to prove, really to shake off my smart kid image. And I took it to, like, a lot of extremes at that place because they wanted to prove how advanced a campus they were.
Right. Oh,
so
yeah.
Kids would leave their laptops out, which they were bringing laptops, which back then,
I see.
I'm
you're
old
talking about
hell,
old,
there were three
late
grand.
90s.
Yeah.
And I mean, just
in 90s money, dude. In
right.
90s,
well, right.
That's like a
exactly.
$5,000 now.
Yeah.
Or something
people
like that.
Barely had home computers at that point, let alone laptops.
Yeah. If you did, you had a shitty like 386 or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Pentium,
right.
I don't know. But people would bring laptops. They would just leave their books, leave their jackets. And I would just, like, take that stuff and piss on it in the bathroom, just throw it away. Like, I was a little piece of garbage. I always loved vandalizing textbooks because you had to pay for it if it was fucked up. So I'd, like, crack a pen and just, like, mash it in someone's textbook and they'd open it and it was just this reservoir of ink everywhere. I
awful.
Always acted up. The only highlight of TJ to me was that my mom would drive me in to at least make the waking up half of things easier.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they'd bus everybody in from everywhere.
Yeah, you had
so.
To get bussed either way, and I would listen to like 45 minutes of Stern. And so that is when I became like a diehard
yep.
Stern guy. It
okay.
was right when Miss America was released, and I remember I used to take my, this was the days of the cassette Walkman.
Yep.
So I would listen to that. I remember we had the OJ verdict in class and my teacher tried to keep control, and like I wielded such power because I was like, no, you shut up. I have the OJ verdict coming in right now live. And like every kid was just paying rapt attention to me.
Gosh.
And even the teacher was like, fuck this. I can't compete with OJ. And I remember hearing that and being like, oh my God, he's going to walk. And everyone was just like, ah, losing their minds. It was great. I miss that. And then I would just listen to Don and Mike on the way home on my little Walkman.
There you go.
Yeah, after 9 weeks.
So 9 weeks. Okay.
I was just like, fuck this. It's not good for me. They were like, he doesn't seem happy here. I'm like, what gave it away? You know, like,
just the fact that I walk in the door every night and go, I'm not happy. Is that what the tip off was?
It was, I was always, I'm not motivated now in life. Like, I'm probably my most motivated in life. And I'm more motivated than a lot of people. But in terms of people that really succeed at the highest level, like, I don't know, Bradley Cooper, who's just...
I mean, he's an actor. I don't know if that counts.
Well, yeah, but he's banged out. He did a... He just directed Star is Born. He's banged
I guess so.
Who the... Irene Shayak or whatever is his baby mama. And he's probably, like, dipping his wick in Lady Gaga now, who, like,
that,
I get...
That doesn't... I'm not impressed. Doesn't do anything for me.
I get the schnoz, but you know she's a wild bang. Jesus.
You don't. She may not be.
Oh,
Might go on the theory that you expect her to be, and then she's not. Remember that theory that everybody says the hot chicks don't put up with any ever because they don't have to.
I don't know if Lady Gaga is like classically. Hot,
she's
though.
Not. So.
She's got the Italian beak thing going, but like
she's never done anything for me. Never.
See, I think she's got a sick body.
Don't like her music. Not attracted to her.
You don't like your Gaga poker face. You don't like a poker face.
No.
Oh God.
Nope.
Bill roll in. Bill roll in.
Nothing.
All right. Nothing.
I guess we talk about it. I don't put the posters up on my wall when I was a younger kid. And
yeah.
Doesn't do anything for me.
I enjoy the Gaga.
No.
She could even get you in with the powerful gay community who can make or break a career.
Well, there is that aspect of it,
I guess. She's a gay
icon,
yes.
All of the monsters, is that what they are?
Yes, the little monsters.
The little monsters, right. I love the fact, by the way, that these dummies thought that they could go online, trash Venom, and somehow Venom would lose to A Star Is Born in the box office. Give me an effing break. Have you not been paying attention to as what's going on in the movie world?
Yeah, but
these
it's
days?
Not a
they
Marvel
had,
flick. It's a Sony flick.
Doesn't matter.
Like Sony is Spider-Man or whatever the hell.
Smashed. It smashed A Star Is Born in week one.
Were they both?
Smashed
they both
it.
Had their week one together?
Yes, okay. And Venom killed it. Like, doubled it.
Yeah,
Venom did like $80 million.
Yeah, but Star was like 50 or some crap like that.
I think it was like 42 or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was
it didn't do bad.
Good. Yeah.
But just the fact that all these like little Lady Gaga fans are like, who will write all these terrible reviews online about Venom and people like, I won't go. And then Star will be, A Star's going to be number one. It'll be great for Lady Gaga.
No.
Shut up.
It's not, what a weird little infantile way to view it, because it's not
Thank
even
you.
Necessary. Like,
doesn't
the
matter.
Hang time that Star Is Born is going to enjoy, like that thing is going to be like 1, 2, or 3 for like weeks to come. Venom's going to bow out fast.
You
I don't,
think?
I don't, it's not a particularly great movie.
No,
apparently.
I know it's not.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it does, I just don't. I mean, it did 42 this week. It's probably going to do less than 20 coming up, because that's just
know.
Movies usually get cut in half.
You know,
generally, because everybody
you
goes
know
to
what
see
the
them.
Gays don't have kids, and that's,
well, that's
you know
true.
What the gays do have money.
Motivation
money
to go out and
time.
See Lady Gaga
yeah.
over and over and over again. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair point.
I think it's a bunch of single ladies and gay men. Just hugging each other in the theater.
I tell you
crying.
What, it's not going to be me on a date. Will not see it.
There's a non-zero chance I take my mom, but I'm talking like 3%. Like, we're talking low odds. That to me reeks of like, I'll watch it on HBO in 9 months, and I'll be like, oh, finally, Star Is Born. And I'll bang it out, and about 2/3 of the way, I'll be like, ugh. And
you're like, this is a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Lady Gaga looks good in it. What can I say? Like, they give a couple angles in the commercial where you're like, God, look at the fat ass on that bitch. And,
yeah, I won't see it. Won't care. Of course, I'm not going to go see Venom either. And I'm a big
Venom
Spider-Man guy.
Venom is also part of the Saturday Night Club for me.
Spider-Man was my superhero growing up. I've changed
he
now
might be
more
mine,
of a Batman guy when it comes to, like, liking the movies and everything.
Yeah, once Ben Affleck finally got in the mix.
Actually, no,
everything.
I don't like...
No, he's
I don't like Val Kilmer's Batman, and I don't... I go back to the first one.
I'll do the Clooney Batman any day with the bat nipples. I love
so
that piece of shit.
I still go back to Keaton.
Keaton's a great
And Jack.
One. Yes.
And the first one that they did in 88, 89, whatever
second
it was.
Second one's underrated.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's
especially
okay.
Now that DeVito has that entire like second or third act, whatever the hell you want to call it, with Always Sunny.
Yeah.
And you just picture Frank Reynolds biting people in the nose and shit.
Right.
With fucked up beak. Yeah.
But I like those Batman. I like the Batman video games that they've come out with, the Arkham series.
Those are good.
Done.
Yeah.
So, but this, so I should like Venom because as a Spider-Man fan growing up, that should be, but I have no, zero desire to go see it. I don't know why. No desire to go see it.
Venom is like the beginning of the end to me for comics. Like, I think Venom came out like mid-80s, late-80s type shit.
Okay.
And he typifies everything that eventually went wrong in comics. Like, Venom's a great concept. Like, Spider-Man has an arch enemy. Like, it's just literally an evil-looking version of him. Cool. Then they're like, we're going to make a third Venom. His name's Carnage. The suit just had a baby. You're like, shit, okay, I guess I'm tracking with this. Like, Carnage is when I was into comics for, like, 2 years.
Okay.
Like, I've read the wiki on that shit. Dude, you cannot keep... There's, like, 17 fucking Venom knockoff suits at this point.
It's terrible,
they've
then.
Gone for broke. They don't understand... it. There's no artfulness. Bill, they're not making love to us. You know, it's you don't just pound your woman like she's a fucking can of paint. You're trying to put the lid back on, and that's what they did. They're like, oh, you like that? Ah, Carnage, ah! And then just fucking just bang it, bang. There's 18 Iron Man suits. It's the same goddamn
thing.
Well,
yeah, see, and I'm not an Avengers guy. I've never seen, I didn't see Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't see any of the Avenger movies all the way through. I flipped through, like, on HBO, be like, oh, maybe I'll watch this for a little while. But I like the Iron Man ones. You know why? Because I only have to concentrate on Iron Man.
Yeah.
And that's it. And his little buddy.
They're narrow in scope.
Yes. It's easy to follow.
I respect that. I to this day, I've never seen three. I saw the first one, which was good, but I don't get to this day why everyone really flipped the fuck out.
Well, because it's Iron Man. It was the first time they ever saw.
But, like, Iron Man wasn't fucking big before that.
No,
movie.
He wasn't. But Downey Jr. did a really good job in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it helped.
My favorite Robert Downey Jr. to this day is him in Back to School. Like, just being like the
crypto-fascist,
the little Libby
yeah.
friend, yeah, yeah, of the kid who had a career of like three movies. He was,
and
like,
they're all like one right after another, yeah. And then you never heard from him again.
Yeah, it was him and that, and I don't remember the one of the others was fucking big too. Like that same genre,
yeah,
of
late
eighties.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
No, I love that flick. Rodney was great in it.
Of course.
And that was one of the few actually like sexual bonding moments I had where I was kind of into anything at all. Rodney in the pool and you saw the outline of his cock. No, you're giving me this look. At the beginning of the film.
Who are you bonding with?
My dad was just like watching the flick with me. And
you were like
the beginning,
8 when this came out.
Yeah.
Not like, even.
Yeah. I was watching it, like, I don't know, VHS or HBO.
Oh, okay.
Was...
So you didn't see it in the movie theater. There's
no
way.
We were 10, 12
like
or something like that. 12, when it's completely appropriate to get an erection around your dad. And I remember at the beginning, he gets into a room, and I guess it's the wrong room. Someone's showering, and he opens the curtain. It's just like token blonde with fat tits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just reopens the curtain. And I remember my dad's incredible delight, because my dad, not even English as first language, but loved Benny Hill. Because Benny Hill was just slapstick and pussy.
Right, right, yeah.
And so, like, there is an element
of
that.
Sure, they appreciate being described that way, but yes,
yeah.
That's
that is what Benjamin Hill was, and he delivered, and that was this great scene where it's comedic. Guess who?
Right,
it's
yeah.
not, you know, he should, no one should be in that shower. And, oh, she has huge tits that are just hanging out, too. What a coincidence. And...
the typical mid to late 80s comedy that we're just like, there's no reason to show breasts, but we will.
Porn everywhere. Exactly. It's like, look, you're going to have a laugh. P.S. Get the VHS, kid. You can jerk off to it on the sly. God, the innocence lost back then.
But you just had to keep rewinding it or hit pause and
you
then had the
pause,
lines.
And then you had the fucked up tracking
lines.
Yeah,
the tracking
line
would
be like,
bad.
Tracking plus minus.
Yeah.
And you had to get like the forehead VCR. Because
that's
that,
right,
that would have the clearer pausing.
Right, of course.
And I had the
course.
Shitty Montgomery Ward VCR, so if I paused it, it
well,
looked like they had just dropped the bomb, the level
and
of static.
And if you didn't clean the heads, then it'd just be awful anyway, because everything would be dirty.
Oh, God, that's
right. You had to get that swab out with the alcohol and clean the heads off.
You had to get the $15 cleaning kit tape, or you could just put it towards rentals.
Well, or you just, or you, again, you did it the home way, which was
rubbing like
alcohol.
Swab.
Oh, yeah, of course. See, I might spend $15 to put a tape in there when
I can take a
Q-tip and swab it off.
For whatever reason, my dad, as mechanically inclined as he was, understood nothing about, like, maintenance.
Oh, okay.
He's one of those dudes that, like, drove twice as much as I did for work easily. So we're talking, not exaggerating, 4,000 miles a month.
Right.
That dude would get an oil change, like, twice a year. Like they would uncork his oil pan
and it just come out
like,
in one
looked like
big
the fucking
clunk.
Venom suit was dripping out. Yeah. Like, and you're like, dude, you just bought this goddamn van for like 27 grand in like 94 money. What the fuck are you thinking? He'd be like, I'm busy. You know, like, get me a new van. Fuck you. Like, he was very Puff Daddy about it to some extent. I am very much in the opposite corner. I enjoy maintenance to some extent.
Yeah, I mean, that was we always knew how to do it again.
That's how you know I'm sexual.
Mechanically inclined. My dad worked on cars and all that stuff.
Oh,
you just knew.
My dad
ran this is what you have to do.
Engines.
So.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And he
could
do all the repairs. He just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It was
this
weird combo, man. He was more ADD than I am, even. It's very bizarre. A weird mix of laziness and drive that's maddening. You know, like he would do all this shit on one front. And then on the other side.
Nothing
front,
on the other side. Eh, okay.
Like, you know, it would just be like a little cigarette fire in the middle of the carpet. It'd be like, put that out. And you're like, get a new
house.
I'll
get to it. Yeah, I'll get to it. If it burns it down far enough, we can see the actual hardwood underneath.
Exactly.
It'll be fine.
It'll be done.
Just get an area rug. Cover it up. It'll be good.
Who am I to extinguish a life?
Right. It'll burn out on its own.
Non-sanction or otherwise. Yeah.
It's flame retardant. It'll be fine. We paid extra for it when we had it put down. You'll be fine.
He wouldn't have given a shit even about that. He'd just been like, ah.
But yeah, so
from the cash, it would have
been, yeah, just blow on it. Yeah. See, I haven't got into this whole. It's just too much. I will say I want it. It's just too much. There's too many of these comic book movies now, but they make a ton of money. Like when Deadpool came out, I had never ever in my life heard of the comic book character Deadpool. Probably would not have seen the movie had it not been for Ryan Reynolds, who I find.
Irresistible.
Well, that and hysterical. I think he's great as a comedic actor. So I was like,
yeah,
I'll go see it.
He can get fucked.
And it was
handsome and funny. Go
was
to hell, dude.
Brutally violent.
Yeah,
but I was still like, you know what?
I enjoyed it well enough. I forget who the fuck the female lead is. I've had the steamies for her for a long time. She's from God, is it Homeland? Is that the Showtime show?
You talking about the brunette?
Yeah, she's in Homeland.
Well, she's also
and one of the Joss Whedon nerds.
No,
shows.
She's actually on Gotham as well.
Oh yeah,
Deadpool 2. His wife in Deadpool 2, right?
Yes,
she is.
Well, one. I don't know. If she's in two.
She's in two.
Okay, cool. She lives.
She is. Can't remember the character's name now. It's going to drive me nuts.
Pussy Galore.
No, that's not actually Batman. That's actually James Bond, I believe.
Shit.
But this, I mean, you know, you don't watch Gotham, obviously, on Fox, right?
I don't watch any network if
okay.
I can help
well,
it.
It's the backstory
to
Batman. It's actually more about James Gordon, but they are making it so that you have Bruce Wayne, but he's not Batman yet. He's a teenager.
He's like 12, or something.
Yeah, well, he's a little bit older than 12. He's driving now.
Okay.
He's got a sick car, by the way.
As he better.
Ridiculous car in that thing. But she is, damn, I can't remember her name now. Dr. I don't remember. Anyway,
Oz.
She was involved with James Gordon and now has gone.
Gordon was getting that. Good for him.
Well, he's married to her.
Oh, okay.
You know that, right? I mean, like, in real life, Ben McKenzie is married to and I can't remember her frickin' name now.
Oh, shit. The OC is Gordon on that show?
Ben McKenzie is Gordon on Gotham, yes. And he is married to whatever her name is. You know, you're going to force me
like
to pull
Monica
out my phone.
Monica Boraquin or some weird.
Yeah, it might be,
junk
but I
like
can't
that.
Remember the stinking.
She's like half Italian, half Argentinian, I think, or something.
Yeah, I mean, she's hot.
She's great. I love it. Gotta love that mildly exotic brunette look.
But now you're going to make me look up what her name
it's
is.
Like
on
Monica Borosine or something.
No, no,
shit
not.
Like
I'm on Gotham.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's people listening now.
I want
now.
The actress name, too, man.
I'm sure there are people listening now like, you moron.
She plays Harley Quinn.
She's not Harley Quinn.
Okay.
She's not Harley Quinn.
Shit, I'm all out then. Poison Ivy?
No, it's not one of those. It's
now,
like.
Now I've scratched. Now I've got nothing.
Normal. Hold on.
Is it like the animated series where they made up a bunch of shitty characters and then Harley?
No, they've actually been relatively. I mean, there are a couple that you're like, don't remember them from the comic book or
I'm
other
Icicle.
Stuff.
I'm Icicle. You mean Mr. Freeze? No, Icicle.
It's not that.
Could not secure the rights.
Let's see here. What do we got? Right. Cast. Wow, there's a lot of cast members. over the years on this thing. Come on. Load up.
Who's the black chick on the show? It's not Jada, is it? Or is it Jada?
No, it was, yeah. It was, that, okay. She was, and she was one of the ones that was a made-up Fish Mooney. Was
Fish
her?
Mooney.
She, and as far
that's
as
a
I
good
know,
fucking name. I'll give him that.
As far as I know,
it's a great comic name.
It's only on. It's only in Gotham.
No, I think you're right
been.
Because they did that with that animated series. They made up a fuck ton of characters, and 9/10 of them were garbage. And then they made Harley Quinn. That they were like, "Hey, we're onto something," and put her ass in the.
Well
comics.
Done, by the way, Maureen Baccarin.
Ew.
Dr. Leslie Tompkins.
Okay, I knew I was close. Got initials. Some vowels in there.
There's also Erin Richards is on the show. She plays Barbara Keen.
Who's Erin Richards?
Erin Richards, what else has she been in? Blonde.
Okay, you've narrowed it down.
Well, I'm sure you've seen her. So I'm trying to pull up a picture here for you.
Oh, go for it. I love
I'm
Audley.
Trying, but...
Don't care if this is on air or not.
I know, it's
no, I don't give a shit. I was not being sarcastic. You're like, hey, actress you haven't seen. I'm like, let me ask. I feel like I'm regaining a part of my innocence ogling an actress.
Yeah, my phone's frozen.
That's all good.
I have terrible service down here, so I'll have to show you later.
I legit, this takes me back.
That's a little tiny IMDb picture of her.
Erin Richards. Oh, yeah, she's cute. That's a hot little picture right there. I like that Carmen above her as well. All of these beautiful actresses are beautiful. What's wrong with Carmen? Has she got a piece?
Not legal?
Oh, okay.
So
well,
we don't talk.
Hey, man, I saw a little photo at like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What is it?
Like, no, cute kid. She is a cute kid.
Oh,
I'll
God. If it's young enough to say cute kid, then I said a bad thing.
You
right
got to remember how old I am compared to how old you are.
Yeah.
So, yes, she would be a kid in my world.
Okay. Well, look, is she 18 or am I going to jail?
I don't think she's 18 yet,
oh,
but
boy.
I'm not
okay.
100%
well, we're
sure.
We're going to end the episode. It's been nice, Bill.
I don't
these
know
were
for
thumbnails,
sure.
Your Honor.
Yeah, they're. I mean, oh, you're talking about less than an inch high. So yeah.
Yeah, I got shit vision.
She might be. She might be. I don't know.
I just see an outline. All right, cool.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway. So yes, that's who she plays, Dr. Leslie Tompkins on Gotham. I don't know where we're going with this, but anyway, I don't like all the different, comic book movies. It's too much. It's too much.
I'm waiting for it to fail.
Haven't some of them failed already?
Nothing there really that Marvel has
there hasn't been
out.
Any of them that have tanked out?
Yeah, a lot of the DC ones have not been great successes. But okay. Even they, in terms of budget to return, have done pretty damn well.
Well, I saw they're doing another Suicide Squad.
Do you know the story behind it? How fucking great is this? James Gunn.
Oh, by the way, you're okay.
Oh, I am.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
I'd fuck the shit out of her. Woo. Woo. All right.
Just turned 19 this year, so you're
okay.
Oh,
my God. You're okay. I'm practically fucking Loris Cleese.
I knew when the show started, she was not. So.
Yeah, that's a smokehouse. Wait, is that like a young picture? I don't know. She's done up. She looked great. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But anyway, so I don't know what's the story behind it.
So,
the second one. Like the first one. I didn't think it was as horrible as everybody thought it was. It wasn't great. It was just okay.
I went in expecting nothing. Again, HBO, 8 p.m., my appointment viewing. Had a fucking blast because I woke up. I think I'd gone to bed at midnight, woke up at 3 a.m. because I'm a goddamn depressed insomniac.
Right.
Watched it like 3:30 to 6, rolled back over to bed.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Fucking great.
I have it on Blu-ray because I was like, well, I didn't see it in the theater. So I was like, I want
to
watch this.
I don't think you could
Blu-ray.
Pay me to watch it a second time. But in that instance, in that John... early in a Sunday morning, like 4 a.m., just needs anything to be entertained, fucking fit the bill perfectly.
I mean, you don't think it was worth it just to see Harley Quinn?
Oh, that Margot Robbie's like really attractive.
Ridiculous.
But like, I would just watch the movies where she gets naked, like Wolf of Wall Street, because that's also
fair.
Not a piece of shit movie.
Fair.
And if you're feeling a little curious, you can ogle Leo.
What's the story on this then?
So James Gunn, if you'll recall... there's been
the guy who got
weird...
in trouble for doing whatever.
Yeah, there's been this weird effort where, like, the people on the left in the back in the day were finding tweets to get figures on the right in trouble. So then some, you know,
yeah,
fucking
they dug up.
Freak shows from the right
yeah.
were like, oh, he used the word retard once or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
Yeah, found a couple things. And, like, Disney's just like, fuck it, we're firing him. And everyone was like, dude, this has gone too far. But they
Wasn't he supposed to do a Star Wars movie?
I'm unsure on that.
Okay. I'm probably wrong on that.
So they didn't stick to their guns. all right, you can kill me now. And they give him the boot. A lot of the cast is like, fuck this shit. Because he's the one that both wrote and directed, I think, both of these Guardians of the Galaxy. He's like, set the tone, really, for everything that Marvel's been
okay.
the last couple of years. Like, that Thor 3, just more Guardians-type shit
of
with,
course.
Like, hard rock, fucking space sci-fi imagery, a lot of joking. That Infinity Gauntlet movie, a lot of that same shit, space stuff, fucking, you're listening to Zeppelin kick some, you know what I mean? It's all the same shit he laid down like 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
And mind you, I don't think these are the Godfather 1 and 2, but they're goddamn enjoyable enough. So he gets booted. DC, who cannot fucking make a movie to save their lives.
Right.
They're like, dude, direct our shit. And he's like, cool, I'm on it. So he's apparently writing,
at the
very least, Suicide 2.
Okay.
And God help us all, hopefully directing. And maybe he can turn DC around, because the DC movies are fucking garbage.
And here's
man.
The other problem with DC, and I'm sure, again, I don't know what your listening audience is like, so they may have turned this
They're
off.
They're all gone, yeah.
As they may probably turn this off 10 minutes ago when we started talking about comic
book stuff.
It's
just us and the fish now, bro.
I hope you can't hear that in the background. My thing is, with all this stuff that DC has done, A, we don't need two Joker movies. And apparently they're working on two different Joker backstory movies.
Just the shotgun approach. Just kapow,
two different actors, two different scenarios. It's just like,
they've literally launched nothing outside of Batman. It's just milking that teat dry.
Batman versus Superman was horrible, I thought.
Oh, God.
I didn't like it.
I flipped that on. The HBO app was like, this is about to go away. And I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'll give it a shot. I like limped through it. I'm like, holy shit. How much is left of this piece of garbage? I pause. I was like maybe 2 hours left. And I was like, okay, like even I value my time more than this.
It was terrible. And then they did what? Justice League?
Yeah.
Again, unforgettable.
I didn't touch it.
I guess you should say.
I booted up
Unworthy
Wonder
of watching.
Woman. And in case you think I'm just some sexist piece of shit, like I put it on with my mom.
No, yeah, but my girlfriend and the kids went to go see it. They loved it.
Oh,
and
did
I was
they?
Just like, oh,
no,
okay.
I flipped it on with my mom. I was like, cool, this is some feminist viewing. I want you to get like all pumped up. 30 minutes in, she's like, turn this shit off.
Oh, see, they loved it.
And I was like,
I've
oh,
never
thank
seen it.
God.
But then they've got that coming out. Now they've got an Aquaman movie. And I liked Aquaman growing up, the cartoon. I have no desire.
With
this is stupid.
The dreamboat Jason Momoa.
Whoever it is.
Oh,
I have
man.
No idea.
That guy, he's like, I want to say kind of slightly our latest Arnold, except I don't think every girl wanted to fuck Arnold in the day. Right? Like, Arnold was for the boys.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't think the average chick
was
like.
Now you're making me go back to high school again and thinking about who the chicks were into.
Yeah, that thick Teutonic accent is for me.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he wasn't Arnold yet. He didn't. When I was growing up, he was still like Conan the Barbarian and, you know, grunting through his movies. He had become like, you know, well, Terminator, I don't even think. Well, maybe the first one.
Well, Conan's 83, Terminator's 84.
Yeah, I was going to say the first one.
Conan might be 82.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't to the point. Again, how much did he really talk in Terminator? The first
18
one.
Lines?
Not much, right? So it's not
know
like.
It off the top?
It's not like chicks were like, oh, yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
It was,
he killed Sarah Connor's
you
roommate
know what? It
and
was,
her boyfriend? I was wet.
It was probably Tom Cruise, because that was Top Gun.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was like, yeah, you had that.
That was
risky
business, and then Top Gun, and then, I mean, he had a run.
You had
I mean,
Days of Thunder.
We hate Tom Cruise.
Cocktail.
But he had a run that you're like, okay, these were all good movies.
Oh, Tom Cruise crushed it.
Yeah.
For a long time. And somehow has not aged. And yet his, who is the co-star in Top Gun?
Val Kilmer was one of them.
Not Iceman. Is it Kelly McGillis?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Time is awful. Kelly McGillis couldn't play Tom Cruise's grandmother in a movie now. Fuck,
he's had a lot of work, I'm guessing.
I would assume,
I'm guessing he's had a lot of work.
Apparently, my mom, we were watching like Wayne's
the
World. The Top Gun remake? No, I only watched.
No, it's not a remake. It's Top Gun.
Top Gun 2?
Oh,
sequel. Okay. I've only seen Top Gun once. Not to sound completely
okay.
mental.
No,
I saw
fine.
It once when I was like 80, 87. My mom rented it. And
so
I
you were like six.
I was six. I barely remember it. I remember him.
You got to see it again just so you can watch the beach volleyball scene.
Oh, I definitely watched that clip out of context. The playing with the boys. Yeah, the just over the top homoeroticism. I remember like three scenes. I remember the death of Goose. I remember the aftermath where he's in whitey tighties brushing his teeth, and I think someone comes in and is like, Goose is dead. And then he just kind of like hangs his head in the sink or some shit like that.
I think he already knew Goose was dead.
Well,
didn't
I
he?
Would assume he did. Cause
yeah, you saw him hit
Oh, Goose, was that it? He fucking his head mushed the canopy?
They punched eject, out. Yeah. And he didn't clear the canopy. Was supposed to lift and go off.
Yes.
And it just lifted straight up, and Goose got ejected straight up in the canopy, and he banged his head.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
dead.
Thinks those ejector seats, like, that was never a great technology. Think about the G-forces going forward.
Right.
And then you've got another rocket throwing you up. Like, it routinely, like, cracked your legs out.
Right.
And,
well, I mean, most of the time, it was better than dying with the plane.
Yeah.
You would have the Goose situations where you would hit the canopy.
Yeah, but you would a lot of times be like McCain afterward, like, fuck it, I can't rotate my goddamn left arm up and type shit. No, I have not seen it as an adult. I know the Kenny Loggins soundtrack.
Just because you need. I mean, it should be in every guy's portfolio.
Is it like an over-the-top dude movie, though? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's very masculine. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yes, but it had enough stuff. I mean, there's enough, like, dog fighting in it and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, you have the romantic part of it, which works. So if you have a chick there with you, then she can sit through all the other macho bullshit stuff.
Yes.
So it works. It's not like Wedding Crashers, which to this day I still say pull a fast one on everybody, because Wedding Crashers is a knockdown, drag out, awesome comedy until the last 30 minutes when it becomes a rom-com and you sit there and go,
oh, you get
somebody pulled the rug out from under me on this.
Yeah,
I just want Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson to keep cracking jokes and making fun of each other. I don't need this. Can I win the girl? Can I not? What did you do to me?
Wait, who were the girls in Wedding Crashers? It was Sacha Baron Cohen's wife, right?
Yep, the Isla, whatever her name is, or Isla.
Isla Fisher.
Yep.
And then, Rachel McAdams. Okay, yeah.
Hot.
Oh, yeah, they're both gorgeous. And I would have thrown a bone to Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Okay, on your own on that one,
yeah,
but that's okay.
Fuck not.
You're not picky, I understand.
You know, I'm somewhat picky. I wouldn't have fucked Chris Walken. But I would have. He's Hollywood royalty. God, yeah.
But, I mean, that's Top Gun, Animal House, Caddyshack. You go through, I put Old School in there. I put Wedding Crashers in there slightly. There are movies that every guy should have in their
repertoire. I'm with you, yeah.
The Godfathers.
Yeah, see, I'm very autistic about the mob movies.
Okay, and then Goodfellas.
I'll even do Carlito's Way.
Casino.
Oh, God, I've seen Casino 40 times.
So, I mean, you've got those movies that every guy should have at their disposal.
Okay, Top.
Top Gun's on that list.
Okay.
Maybe it's because it was my generation, so maybe it's a little bit different.
I mean,
but
that appeals directly to you, yeah.
That's 80. It was 85, 86, something like that, right around in there, right?
80. I believe you're right. It's either 85 or 86.
Yeah,
I'm
somewhere in there.
I'm gonna say 86. Fuck it. I'm putting it. All
I mean,
the
you
line.
Could, I don't know.
Shit.
Could be right.
Okay. Shit. Oh, God damn it. I'm saying 86.
Oh, you're going to look this up now?
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see it.
Because if it was 86, I would have been 15.
All right, hold on. Wiki Top Gun. I, too, haven't updated my iPhone, so Apple is going to play it
gonna be
really cool. And they're going to, just be like, oh, coincidentally, your Safari browser is fucking slower than an old man coming now. Yeah, okay.
Well, I love the move that they do when they come out with a new iPhone, and then suddenly your iPhone just doesn't work as well as it used to.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. This thing's slow as shit now. Top Gun, 86!
We nailed it.
Fuck! There's your IQ,
there you
kiddo.
Go. Nice job.
Bam!
So, yeah. So, 15. So, you would have been, 96, 97 would have been your wheelhouse for movies then? I'm sure there was something. Was that Old School, Wedding Crashers right around there? Or is that a little bit later?
No, those are the early 2000s, which,
Wedding Crashers was?
Wedding Crashers is like mid-2000s, I want to say.
Well, I feel like it was older than that, but maybe I'm wrong. What about Ron Burgundy?
Ron Burgundy's like 04, 05. See, to me, Anchorman, I enjoy on a deeper level. Like, I think that was fucking weirder than Old School and
weirder
crashers. Like, it was more up its own ass to be funny, and I respected that. Whereas the other two were really Hollywood polished to some degree to make them,
especially
Wedding Crashers, to be more. And The Hangover. The Hangover was the biggest, the most guilty party of all. Where, like, I would use those bridges with women, because that was back when I, like, lived on my own and tried to get laid.
Right.
So I'd be like, hey, you're into The Hangover, right? And then, like, 30 seconds later, I'd be like, let's fucking take some cough medicine and watch Mr. Show together. And they'd be like, wait, where the fuck did this come from?
Wow.
I just said I like The Hangover. The baby's funny. You know, and I'm trying to take them down my weird comedic path, the fucking crazy shit that
I enjoy. Yeah, Wedding Crashers 05. God, it feels like it's been longer than that, but...
I would have thought Wedding Crashers was more than the 10-year mark, but... I know it's longer in the tooth than that.
Yeah, 05.
05.
Yep.
With Anchorman probably like 03 and Old School at 02, something like that.
2003 for Old School.
Shit, I was right the first time. Why? Why do I hate success?
Crazy. But yeah, that's, again, those are the Pantheon type movies that.
I guess all of that shit is Marvel now, which is just depressing beyond belief.
Right, because. Guys won't, they're going to grow up being like, superhero movie, superhero, they're not going to know.
Well, they're not that fucking quotable.
Exactly. As you say, they're not going to have the quotes that everybody yanks out now.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, that is how you prove your dominance among other men. Like, we're civilized, it's 2018. You're like, hey, cool, I'm going to pull out like a corner case De Niro from Casino, and you'll be like, well played, sir,
right.
Well played. Like, you will be the Secretary of Commerce, you know, like that's how we figure that shit out.
Is it? Okay.
It should be. We'd be better off.
We would be.
Yeah,
we would
man. Be. Oh, God. Someone walks up to us, Ezekiel 25:17. It's like, all right, Mr. President.
Yeah,
woo,
see, again, another
you.
Pulp Fiction, another one that should be in the Pantheon.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah.
I guess girls have a Pantheon, but I'm a man.
Well, why would we know? I was going to say.
We wouldn't.
Would it be, like, I guess for
it's just dirty
women
dancing
of,
in a bag.
I was going to say, is it women of my age that would be, like, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink.
The men's.
Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
I mean, I watched it. I liked it because...
That was recommended to me by my very first shrink, a man who got a dishonorable discharge for falling asleep on duty after smoking pot. And I respect.
Well, I would say any John Hughes movie from the 80s, people are going to would watch.
Well, the best one, Curly Sue.
Fair. But, I mean, I would think like Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles.
Okay, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink. Very much his female fare.
Yes.
I think to this day, I've never seen 16 Candles. I just know that there's like Long Duck
Long
Dick
Duck
or
Dong.
Something. Yeah.
Long Duck Dong.
Who's, like, even I, like, right. You've heard this show. Even I see that character and I'm like,
oh, I mean, they've got, so, and that's the thing. And look, I'm not going to get into the whole Me Too stuff. Much smarter people than us can handle that, whatever. But I do find it fascinating that, like, Molly Ringwald is now like, yeah, those movies were really.
Well,
I'm like, but at the time.
I think she's specifically talking about John Bender diving in to try to eat her
box. Well,
but
she also talks about Pretty in Pink, where not her, but the blonde, she was after the
James Spader?
No.
Okay. James Spader's in one of these, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's James Spader, though.
Okay.
But she is in love with, like, the older senior guy who ends up showing up at her sister's getting married that weekend. That's the whole kind of plot line.
Okay.
Is that it's her birthday. Everybody forgets her birthday. 16 candles.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So everybody forgets her birthday, and then because her sister's getting married, and then he shows up at the chapel to take her out on a date, and he ends up giving his girlfriend, the blonde, to Anthony Michael Hall, the geek, and they wake up in the parking lot somewhere, and he's like, do you think we, and the blonde chick's, yeah, we might have, well, was I any good? It's that kind of like, he raped her. Well, yeah. Did he? They don't know. They don't know, right?
Schrodinger's a rape.
They don't know.
Is the cat getting raped in the box? You have to open it to find out.
Well, I mean, they honestly don't know, and that's the thing about my, oh, it's terrible. Well, okay, yes, but you don't know if they did or not, because neither one of them remember.
Well,
do they know? Because he asked her, do you think we did? So he doesn't know either.
Not,
it's not like they woke up and he went, So,
yeah,
how was I last night? And she goes, I don't even know who the hell you are. What am I doing in the backseat of this car with you? And how did I get here? Why is my hair cut?
I don't, like, certainly I've never done this because I whiskey dick like a champ, but I think if you're both so goddamn blackout drunk
doesn't
that
count.
Both of you, yeah, it's like a foul ball with two strikes. Like, shit just happens. Like, that's the worst thing I'll ever say. And if I ever get famous, I just want you, this is the audio right now that they'll use to hang me.
No, but I disagree because it's not hanging. It's, if we're going to accept the fact that everybody is equal, and that's what they're all talking about, equality, all this stuff. Are we not to believe that at some point, maybe the woman wanted to and took advantage of him and his situation if he didn't get drunk dick or whatever?
Hey, man, I've I don't know if I've ever said this on air, but like, I have definitely, and by a woman, we're going to leave that part in right now, by a woman, I've somewhat been the R-worded, the rapided.
Sure. But you're a guy, so it didn't happen to you. Yeah. You probably okay with it. And that's,
it was a weird scenario.
Exactly. And that's the next, not to be such a downer on this, but that's the next, to me, the next level that has to be broken through at some point. That guys can also be in a situation where, like, I didn't want this. I didn't want this to happen.
I didn't, actually.
There you go.
I will tell you what went down. And
on our next episode.
Yeah, fuck that.
On a very special Papa's Base Mix.
Exactly. Like that Different Strokes with the rapey bike shop owner.
Yikes.
So I had just visited this girl. We had hung out once before. She was, you know, we'd flirted for a while. She was attractive. The first time we hung out, I got many a blowjob. So I was like, this is a keeper. And she was based in Philly. So I drove up to Philly. I see her, and she is very insistent on no condoms. And I don't know where this John came from because this doesn't sound like me. But I was even more pushy to use them, maybe because she was so.
Yeah,
like,
that's a big fat red
flag.
Yeah,
like what, if a girl is like in the heat of the moment, kind of like not asking for one. Cool, we're all human pieces of shit. I get it. But to legit be like, I want it without the condom. You're like, oh, are you trying to, like, lipstick welcome to the world of AIDS on the mirror tomorrow?
Well, no. Or, hey, the next 18 years, you and me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I'd be like, no.
Well, given how little I've heard from her since, that would have been cool. Because, like, that way my seed could live on, but I'm not responsible. So we fuck a couple times that day. And, again, she's pissing and moaning about no condoms the whole time. And I'm like, no, we're using the goddamn condoms. So I pass out next to her. The next morning I wake up to, like, you know, something very much better than a sparrow singing outside your window, a hand on my dick,
right,
tugging it.
Not yours though.
You know, exactly. Right. So I'm like, first I'm like, what's going on? This isn't normal. Not my hand. But I'm like, you know, like, oh, that's nice, babe. And I kind of roll on my back, and about 10 seconds later I'm like, that's no fucking hand. Like, she had worked me to that point. And then finally, while I'm asleep, just jumps on raw
something's,
dog.
Something's screwed up with that chick.
Well, I've been, A, yes. B, I got tested many times afterwards.
Well,
so we're clear
there. I don't think it was a STD thing.
No,
I honestly think it was a kid thing.
Yeah, because I definitely shot on goal after that. And then as soon as I finished, I was like, yeah, we're taking a shower and getting a goddamn morning after pill.
Yeah, that's not fun at
all. And we did. And we bought jelly beans with the morning after pill. And the Catholic lady who
checked us out. And she was okay with that? I mean, she was okay with taking the morning after pill?
Yeah. See, what was scary and what kind of leads towards your conclusion was she was at first like, hey, it's cool. A friend of mine works for Planned Parenthood. I'm going to get that shit on Monday.
And oh, no, that's not the day after.
Yeah.
That's a couple days after, and
like,
I don't trust you.
Well,
not only are you going to take it, I'm going to open your throat and make sure
much,
it goes
down. Like, pretty much. It was like giving a pill to a golden retriever. You're rubbing the throat. You're like, all right, check your tongue. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the pill scene in fucking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah,
I got the flashlight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've never been in that situation where we've had to go to, like, the Planned Parenthood thing.
Oh, I did twice with this girl.
Yeah, but, I mean,
she was
quite the fan
of the raw dog.
And there's something, definitely the whole, you know, I'm wearing a condom.
Yeah, she was.
Until I know, A, that we're all clean, that everything's cool.
Yeah.
Or B, I know for a fact that you're religious about taking your pill, and that's going to be.
Oh, she was on nothing.
Well, yeah, no. See, that if they're on nothing, then they always, you know, that how they always say, hey, the women, you have to be responsible for your.
Yeah.
No. Not with me, you don't, because I'm going to be like, wait, you're not on the.
Yeah.
Okay, let me buy a big. Value pack of all, and I might wear three. I might wear three just to make sure, in case the first couple break, that we've got the third row.
And they fucking suck. Don't get me wrong. Like, I have to be pretty horned up for a condom to actually do its thing.
It's never bothered me.
Yeah, but you're like from a different generation, not nearly as porn addicted as my generation.
Okay, fair.
Like, now, the type of like Clockwork Orange type shit you've got to stare at just to get a hard on in my bracket and younger. Much less to keep a fucking condom on, one of those soul-crushing, nerve-deadening apparatus.
Never. I guess it was one of those things that even back in college, because I was on the I'm not going to say the leading edge, because I would have been too young for that, but we were right after the initial, holy shit, you can die from this.
Yes.
AIDS thing, you know, the early 80s and into the late 80s. I mean, it was, you're like, well, you can die? Really? Because used to be the jokes. I can remember being 8, 9, 10 years old and late 70s or whatever. My dad's friends that weren't married or were divorced or whatever would be joking around. Be like, yeah, you know what? Don't worry about it. You just got to get a little shot. They'll take care of it. You know, I mean, if you got like
the clap
or something like that.
Yeah,
I just go get a shot from the doctor. Everything will be fine. I mean, I'm 10. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of get it later on. You're like, oh, that's what he meant. We didn't have that. All of a sudden, it was, no, you can die. That's it.
I grew up in the shadow of that. I grew up with fucking Salt and Peppa's Let's Talk About Sex.
Right, see?
And, yeah, the George Michael doing, all kinds of safe sex.
So I'm in college during that. Mm. So, of course, not only am I scared to death, A, I don't want any kids at that point. And one of my best friends had gotten married and had his first kid and wasn't 22 yet. He wasn't in college. He, you know, after
Were
we graduated
you?
High
Pittsburgh
school.
Pittsburgh in 1950?
No, he's here. But that Lord. Was, he just didn't, he didn't go to college and it was,
started
you know,
working in the mill
he started
at
working,
19.
He started working and then he got his, they were married at least.
Yeah.
But had a kid and I was, I mean, we weren't even 22,
babies having
yet.
Babies, sir.
So I was like, uh-uh, no chance.
No, fuck that.
No chance.
Fuck
so,
that.
And I didn't have the same experience you did where the chick was like waking me up, but I remember my sophomore year of college, went, hung out. This girl that lived in my friend's dorm, we all got hammered the one night, and I ended up wandering back down and staying in her dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember the next morning, so we weren't even drunk still. The next morning, her being like, so you, and I'm like, I'd love to. I'm going to run down the hall because I need, and she's like, no need for that. I was like, oh, you have a condom here? She's like, no, we're not going to need one. I'm like, yeah, no.
I had similar shit happen to me.
I was like, no chance.
Where it was.
And we ended up, by the way, end of that story, we never did it because she was like, I can't believe you're going to walk out right now. And I was like, I can't believe you want to do this without a condom. So
yeah, see, no.
I'm going to walk down the hall.
And
she's like, well, don't come back. And I was like, okay. Oof. See you later.
I definitely went the other route with that. Where if a girl was like, look, you can hit it now. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, no.
Right,
I was like, forget it. I was like, I'm not even going to do the old pull it out and splat around the room.
Spray and pray.
Yeah. I'm not. I was like, uh-uh.
No. I had this one time.
Which is dumb because her parents are really rich. I probably should have just.
You fucking should have trapped her.
Yeah.
No, I had. It's weird. I would go in and out of being pretty good with them. There was a time where I was pretty good with them, and it actually cost me a couple bangs because, like, this is back when I was, like, lifting really heavily and, like,
right.
in shape. I don't know if other guys have experienced this, but when I lift a lot, like, it was very hard for me to actually get going in that department. Like,
Doing the steroids.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's that simple.
So I went bald and had the tiny Barry Bonds
right.
balls.
Yeah, see? And
no,
a lot of hair on the back.
I think my body was just so beat. So, like,
could be.
It was this horrible gift of the magi thing where, like, I was, like, really broad-shouldered and diesel, but then chicks would fucking hop on my lap, and it's just kind of like, bleh.
You should have been like, you got to work for it.
Yeah, well.
You should have been like, chicks like you are a dime a dozen to me, babe.
Most,
you got to work for
most
it.
Most girls would not care for that attitude. And
it might have worked. You never know.
I would throw on the condom, and it would, like, it would be enough to be on, but I definitely wasn't, like, going to get on into this act. And, yeah, like, a couple girls got really salty with me because they're like, why the fuck ain't you all the way there? And I'm like, I was just squatting 400 pounds, you harlot. You know, like, I would be really defensive about it because, yeah, it sucks. You're in your prime shape and goddamn girl's naked in your bed and you're just, you know, down there. It's fucking just dead. Just looks like Gonzo's nose.
It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah. Bad bit. Bad bit, to quote a great man. That name, that man, is Christopher Lingbach. Bad bit, great bit, best bit, all the bit. All the bit talk.
All the bits.
It's all Chris.
Love the shorts.
Yeah, yeah. I hung out with him recently.
Dude. I know. You told me. We'll have to recap it here. I think we're running along anyway.
He's it's interesting. He's done like a...
We definitely do need to...
Have a short show?
Yes.
I'd love
to do a reunion show.
He's working late most nights, but he does live with his girl next to the station. So sometime, once I'm done with this fucking satire class that has eaten weeks of my life, and this might shock you, I'm probably not the best fit for New Yorker level satire. Like, I'm not pinky to the side of my mouth enough for it. Like, fucking hell, man. God damn. There is some highbrow shit out there.
Dennis Miller level?
You know, Dennis Miller I at least understood. Like, he was just making weird references and shit.
Historic references. A lot of historic references.
Like, I forgot what fucking stadium in the NFL he referred to as, like, the Tigris and the Euphrates of the league. I'm like, I get it. It's old. It's the fucking cradle of civilization.
Right.
Smarty
might
pants.
Have been the Packer stadium. That would make
I was literally thinking or fucking Lambo, yeah. And you know, that I get, but like there's so much just satirizing shit that like I didn't know needed to be taken down a peg or two.
Right.
Like I did a piece of satire, like we're supposed to do an open letter, and so this is me writing it. I did an open letter to the person who shit all over the toilet I wanted to use. Because that's, like, me trying to be creative. And, like, I definitely got feedback from my classmates where they're like, this was a little vulgar. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. We've all been there. We've all needed to drop one, and you open it, and it's the fucking toilet from Desperado, where there's just shit all over the place.
Brutal.
Just a shit tsunami hit that motherfucker. Yeah, so that wraps up in 2 weeks. After that, I can focus on this again.
And now that I know that we have the ability to be portable.
The travel recording kit?
Then we can
sweet
just show up at his house one day.
We can do that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And he can just be drunk and screaming at the Nats. Wait, Nats season is over.
Nats season's over.
Are good.
I'd love to get with Lingbach and do an episode. It'd be a blast.
Yeah, I haven't had him on in forever. Hopefully, I need you there because I don't think he'll just do his bit where he like goes quiet and motherfucks me, but he could. He could. I'd never put it past Chris.
I don't think he would. I'll reach out to him and see if he wants to do one.
That'd be fun.
Cool.
All right. I guess we can leave on that note. So, we've done hour 20.
Last question, though, for you.
Oh, let's keep going.
If I start...
Two more
just,
hours.
No, it's just real
fuck
quick.
Fuck it. You're right.
Let's
circumnavigate this
bitch. If I do start my own podcast, which you and I have talked about off the air, can I book you in for one of them?
I don't know, man. Asking a lot.
Just check. I don't know how you feel about being a guest. Some
all
people are like,
oh,
no, I'm only a host. I'm only a host.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've fucking never had. You've actually hosted a goddamn show on terrestrial radio.
That doesn't mean anything. And satellite radio, too. But
there you go. There you go. Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
You just pulled out your baguette broadcaster's cock on the table.
Yeah, right.
And you're
that's why we're
you've got hang
it's
on it.
So big, I'm sitting here in my basement with you.
Yeah.
So,
but the basement's walls are made out of your gigantic cock, so that's how big it is.
About that, but
it's just Lincoln Logs of Bill's cock. So I'd love to.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Please have me on, and I will hopefully at that point I will have we'll be back to doing some YouTube shit.
Good.
And I will be paying people to try to get the website looking a little spiffy because I'm fucking sick of how garbage my website looks. It's horrible. Like, my website...
It doesn't look GeoCities, so it's not that
No,
bad.
But it's, like, one notch above just, like, typing in the URL, and it goes to, like, the Verizon. This link is working page. Like,
if you'd like to purchase this domain...
Pretty much, yeah. I look like a GoDaddy splash page. Like, that's the level I'm at. Like, my header's non-existent. My my guy, Pete Maybe, who, God bless him, was working for free, but he cared about the show for like 6 months.
You're smart enough. You should be able to read a couple of websites and figure it out yourself.
Yeah, I don't. The WordPress shit I tried to learn, and that's kind of where, I don't know, at a certain point you got to delegate, man. I got to use these brains to drill locks and then just give that lock money to people who do the WordPress shit. And that's capitalism.
That's how it works.
That's your lesson for the day.
There you go.
Everyone.
We figured it all out.
Yeah. So cool. We are going to tend to the crops in your backyard.
Awesome.
That is, we're going to sell those at market. That's how we will pay for your podcasting equipment and your website. No, Bill, thank you for coming on. You're at Bill Roland. There's a hidden H in there.
R-O-H-L-A-N-D.
Roland.
R-O-H-L-A-N-D.
And I'm John Papa Giorgio. If you made it this far, congrats. In this day and age of Marvel movies, you've stuck with a podcast. I don't know why.
Well done.
What the fuck happened to you in your youth? But you're here. God bless autism, right? Thank you for sticking with us. At Papa's Basement on Instagram and Twitter. And find us on iTunes and Stitcher and subscribe and review us. And Patreon, give us your money. If you've made it this far.
It's your money.
Give me your fucking money.
There you go.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm talking to you right now as you sit in your cubicle, picking your ass and listening to this voice that I've given you free, this gorgeous voice for 11 years. Give me your fucking money. Patreon, whatever it is, Papa's Basement. Just look it up, man. How's
Happy
that
Halloween,
yeah.
Everyone.
There's no bonus. Just give me your fucking money. Happy Halloween. Yours in Christ, John. Goodbye.